Texas versus Pennsylvania et al. The state of Texas motion for leave to file a bill of complaint is denied for lack of standing under Article 3 of the Constitution. Texas has not demonstrated a judicially recognizable interest in the manner in which another state conducts its elections. All other pending motions are dismissed as moot. Statement of Justice Alito, with whom Justice Thomas joins. In my view, we do not have discretion to deny the filing of a bill of complaint in a case that falls within our original jurisdiction. See Arizona versus California. I would therefore grant the motion to file the bill of complaint, but would not grant other relief, and I express no view on any other issues. Welcome, everyone, to Election Groundhog Day, Part 6. I've called this the constitutional crisis, and that broke literally minutes before I started recording. So, what exactly does that all mean? It's breaking news as I'm going into production on this episode. So, so far it means that, well, Texas, go pound sand. However, you're still filing a complaint. We'll listen to it. It's just that we're not going to listen to it right now. And whatever you were asking us to do in the meanwhile, while we look at that case, we're not giving you any relief. So this kind of goes also in the way of the case in where Justice Alito had what the media reported thrown out the case of the two congressmen, one that was a sitting congressman incumbent and the other one, that's redundant, I know, but, and then another one that was running for Congress that lost in Pennsylvania that was challenging the election rules there. Which is what this is basically piggybacking off. That one technically can still be viewed, just not at the moment, because what was being requested, just like this one, says you have to decertify those electors. They don't count because the election is rife with irregularities in those counties. They manipulated some of the voting rules, or they changed the voting rules, unconstitutional. So at the constitutional level, this affects all the states, not just one state, so we need you to basically step in and nullify that vote, so to speak. And the Supreme Court of the United States said no. So might as well start here with the Supreme Court, because that's kind of where everything was building up to. And a lot of people are going to start looking at this, because I know some people are just going wild right now about this, both the pro and cons of it. And they're like, well, there it is. Biden won. No, that's why I'm still doing an election Groundhog Day Part 7 next week. Like, it's not over? No, it's not. It's just, what this means is that the big deal that Texas was bringing when they announced that they were suing on Wednesday, because it is like Tuesday night, but Wednesday they made the big push, and six other states, if I'm not mistaken, joined in the lawsuit. Whereas a total of 18 to 22 states, with Alaska today supporting the lawsuit, 126 House Republicans in the House of Representatives, including the minority Speaker McCarthy, who finally signed on, also supported it. State legislators from Georgia and Pennsylvania, predominantly Republican, also supported all this. And Trump, as an individual candidate, not as the campaign or whatever, but as the person that was technically harmed by the results of the election, joined in the lawsuit with those other states, with Texas to sue. So in other words, they put money on the line, which technically means it still can be heard later down the road. But the Supreme Court says, we're not going to look at this right now. And if you still want to look at it, you can file the complaint. We're just not going to listen to this right now. Therefore, we're not going to provide the relief that you were requesting while we try to review the case. And they basically said that the other states don't have an interest in the outcome of the presidential election that affects the country as a whole. How does that make sense? Because it does. Because federal law is federal law. There are times when the 10th Amendment, which gives states each independent rights so they can manage themselves, is superseded by federal law. So what exactly is the Supreme Court standing here? It doesn't make sense, but not entirely surprising either. And if you think it's over there, it's not. Because in the dockets of all the cases that are coming up, there's still more. And believe me, the political pressure that's going to rise because of it is going to be big. But it's all going to come down to what I'm going to be saving towards a little bit at the end of this. So I need to give you a recap of everything that's basically gone on state by state, so to speak, since my last update, not to mention the individual updates I give. None of what I've spoken there is being covered on this episode. So I'm not rehashing anything. I'm just going to touch on things that you don't know about. So today, multiple hearings, two in Wisconsin. One is a public hearing, the other one's within the state. Another hearing is in Arizona. And another hearing, I don't know where the updates are on that one, but it's supposed to also be happening in Georgia. So the state legislators are still listening to these things, which the Democrats in those state legislators, and also officials of other counties say, this is all just a farce. Why are we still listening to this? Don't even bother. The reason this is still going on is to bring up the case that, look, there's substantial evidence to challenge these things. So we keep suing. The judges keep tossing it out because legislating from the bench instead of actually looking at something here that affects the outcome of the elections. Like, look, there's questions that need to be answered. Deal with this first before you can certify an election. And the December 8th deadline came and went, which I'm going to get to in a bit with regards to big tech and the mainstream media, because that's key too. And with all this, judges keep telling that, well, look, Trump's lost over 40 cases. Now you can add Texas to it. That was not a Trump case until he got involved. That was a Texas case. Now, he had, I believe, 4 cases. So that's about, 10% of all the court cases that have been presented. So that's not him, folks. Those are other ones that have been going out there, which is the local level or project groups that have been on the ground in those areas that have been suing at a level and being tossed out by Obama-appointed judges and Bush-appointed judges. Key point there, because of whom we're facing when it comes to the deep state, as they say. As of today itself, new lawsuits are filed at individual levels in different states, including Washington, where there was a governor's race there, and the losing governor, a female Republican, has sued to audit the ballots and the voting machines. Odds are she's going to lose, but she's bringing up the case, which can also go up the ladder. Do you understand what I'm saying here? You can toss it out the lower court. You can appeal it. And depending on what the appellate court says, something can happen there. If not, it goes to the state Supreme Court, which eventually can also land all the way up to the Supreme Court again. That doesn't mean the Supreme Court is pressured to listen to this. But the thing is, the Supreme Court cannot be turning a blind eye as they have. But I will get to as to why I believe they did what they did, because as I expected it to. But the pressure's going to stay on them. There's a lot of pressure to hear this, to hear a case, at least one case. But that doesn't mean the Supreme Court is the one that's going to swoop in to save the election for Trump. Because that's what the Republicans or the Trump supporters were hoping, that the Supreme Court, because we have more righteous individuals in the court, are going to step in. No, I never believed that for a second. Even though I'm a big fan of Amy Coney Barrett, I never believed the Supreme Court was going to be the one to step in there to settle it, because Amy Coney Barrett's one person. There's 9, okay? 9 justices on the Supreme Court. So let's take it state by state. What's going on in Arizona? There's hearings going on right now. I haven't heard any other update about what's happening during the hearings, but I can tell you, because the December 8th, the deadline has passed. Obviously, all these states have certified their elections. That doesn't mean there aren't questions that need answering. And just because judges are tossing out the cases doesn't mean there isn't evidence. There's a mountain of evidence. And I keep pointing to the anonymous article where someone that knows somebody that knows something that claims to be close to somebody knows all this stuff about Trump, and then, oh, all these investigations open because of it. Oh, I heard it from someone about these golden showers, and then all these investigations to Trump. No evidence, just hearsay. All of it's proven wrong, therefore called the Russian hoax or the Russian collusion. Nothing ever happened there. If anything, Trump was impeached for being right about Biden. Another point that I'm going to be getting to. But in this case, right now, the evidence was present before the election, during the election, and right in the night of, right after the supposed election day. All the evidence that was pouring out. Because on the day, I was posting, because I was screenshotting these things of people boasting about destroying working poll workers, by the way, boasting on social media that they were destroying Trump votes. How is that not evidence? They're boasting about it. And then the big bombshell, which is the video in Georgia, which everybody tries to disprove, and then ultimately they're backfiring on them because it proved more stuff. Like, holy smokes, you all said, you told all the media, and all the media channels reported it. Water pipe burst. They're evacuating the farmers arena. They're getting out, counting a stop for the night. They're going to resume tomorrow. The only reason that video came out was because the affidavits of people that swore on the penalty of perjury signed and said the counting never stopped. And the video proves it. So take that, Gabriel Sterling. Take that, Ratzenberger, Secretary of State of Georgia. You guys are corrupt. I don't care. You guys say you're Republicans. You're part of the deep state. You're protecting a frivolous election that's transpired there. You've provided zero answers or recourse to what has transpired there. And Governor Kemp, you are a wuss. You took advantage of Trump only to stab him in the back. And we have a very pivotal election there in Georgia, and no one can trust it. No one, until this is addressed. You are the governor. You have the authority to do what you need to do to secure election integrity there. Or else it's a guaranteed win for the Democrats. Not just because they're going to use the algorithms to get their way, just like they did in this election, but because the Republicans are not going to show up anyway. Because, like, what's the point? You're just going to manipulate it anyway. There is one county, I forget which Georgia county, that did not certify their vote because they said there's issues there. So Ratzenberger, instead of investigating the issues, is investigating the county. So this guy, instead of following the trail about what the problems are, because they opened investigations, 250 incidents of fraud there, and what are you talking about? You haven't done anything. You haven't even looked into any of the evidence. If anything, you're trying to debunk the evidence and only dug yourself into a deeper hole. So Georgia is rife. It's like, they were not as expert cheaters as Wisconsin and Michigan and Pennsylvania, who's had way more reputation with that. And they just got caught. Like, dude, you got caught red-handed. That's why they try to come up with all these alibis that they're busting out now. So Georgia is rife with a bunch of problems. So is Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania, which is why Texas ended up suing, because it affects the outcome of the election. If you cannot resolve those, including Arizona, specifically Maricopa County, if you cannot resolve those issues, it affects everyone, not just the local states, when those situations where the voters were either cheated or had their votes canceled out. No one is talking, like, look, up until that point, when the recourse was still available, we said, check the votes, audit them. If Biden is so beloved, if he got so many votes, then what are you afraid of? Let's just count the legal votes and toss out the illegal votes. Why were you so concerned about this? Well, because the proof was in the pudding. When you do not let poll observers in there, per law, as they should be, when you change the election laws to favor you, not because of COVID, you did it 1 year before Pennsylvania, when you kick out poll observers and start installing brittle board or whatever kind of board to block anybody from seeing what you're doing, that's not sus at all. So what is your deal? And why were you harassing people that were asking questions? That happened in all those states. So yeah, there's questions. And the Supreme Court is not taking it up. So the big deal about the Supreme Court is that these nine justices literally did not want to be responsible for striking the match that sets off the powder keg. Not realizing that, yeah, you still struck the match. Again, I'll get to what that means a little bit later. But if you saw my episode yesterday about the pressure cooker and the powder keg, then you know what I'm talking about. But let me get to that in a bit. Okay, so Georgia, a big mess, big deal coming down the pipeline. Arizona hearings, what's been a result of it? Not entirely sure, but this week, the state legislator in Arizona did challenge the election results and want to recall its certification of the election. Oh, but the Harvard deadline passed. That was an arbitrary date, folks. This thing's still going. Technically, on Tuesday, December 14th, the Electoral College votes. So the two things are going to happen between now and then. Because of what's transpired right now, more pressure is going to be put on the state legislators of each of those states where the questionable activities happen. Not Nevada, these guys are a lost cause just about, but I'm talking about Arizona, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan, Georgia. Am I missing one? No, I already mentioned Nevada. Okay, so of all of those five other states, the ones where I believe there'll be more pressure and something might materialize would be Arizona, Georgia, and Pennsylvania, which could be enough. And what do I mean? The state legislators taking back their rights they would recall the certification of the vote, and they will themselves appoint the electors. That is, per the rights of the Constitution, what is allowed to do. So that's been the big deal about the hearings, not just the court cases. So everybody's fixated on the court cases and ignoring the hearings. That's been the big deal all across the board about the hearings, because that's to challenge the electoral votes, voters that are going to gather to meet for the Electoral College vote on December 14th. So if we have at least three states that challenge it, because I know Wisconsin and Michigan are going to do so too, we just don't know how much support there will be among the state legislator there, because there's even Democrats that are supporting this. But the thing is, you have to have enough votes to be able to do this, to recall this, because the governors of those states are not calling a special session. They need to call a special session to be able to do this. So some of them are gathering to be able to do this with or without the help of the governors. So that being said, that's what's going on. That's the big deal that needs to happen between now and Tuesday. Technically, they have one working day, but they will work through the weekend and we'll see what happens then. Okay, that's one thing. Here's the next step up. And then I'll get to the other states, Michigan and Wisconsin, about what happened today. Pennsylvania, well, that goes in with Texas, so I already gave you the update. But the other thing, Electoral College votes meet. What happens when we have at least one House representative, and I know there'll be more, that's already saying he's going to reject the Electoral College vote. And all you need is one House Representative member and one state senator. Looking at you, Ted Cruz. Both of you just got to say no. And you're tossing this back. It doesn't end on the 14th. Dun, dun, dun. Exactly. Two things still need to happen. Everybody was fixated on the Supreme Court. Everybody was counting on the Supreme Court, which can still deliver depending on the other cases that are going up. Because as of today, more cases are being thrown out. Wisconsin, let's talk about Wisconsin. The judge tossed out the Trump recount challenge. Well, we knew they were going to toss it out because, of course, they were. But the Georgia election, where the Trump campaign won, that was tossed out, is actually docketed in line to be looked at by the United States Supreme Court. Well, look at that. So that's a different case than the one that Texas was bringing, but this one has a lot more evidence. And then Sidney Powell, who had her cases tossed out from everywhere she was doing it, Michigan, Georgia, and Arizona, she is appealing. Now, Sidney Powell's going to be a different case. I'm going to talk about another time. She picked a bigger fight, which is she's taking on the deep state entirely. That's a losing battle in of itself, but we'll see how far that goes. I gotta find my place here because I just had an update flash, and just to clarify what I said at the beginning of the video with respects to the Supreme Court Justice decision to toss out the case, no, they were not all in agreement. And as I had read it in the article, Justice Alito and Thomas both said they should have, which is clarifying what they're saying is that we're not providing the relief right now that you're asking for. You can still file the complaint and we can listen to it. The question is, will it be before or after we have the inauguration? Because if it's after the inauguration and it's found that it was a rigged election, well, what happens then? There's no precedent in the Constitution to get that resolved, which is why everything of this type needs to be settled before then. But I'm still going to address the other things about the Supreme Court a little bit later. We got to move along. Let's talk about Michigan and Wisconsin. So Michigan, like I said, there was a lot of shenanigans that were happening in Michigan. Wisconsin, the judge just threw out a federal judge just threw out the recount case there for Trump, challenging it because it's 200,000 absentee ballots or whatever. See, the problem with Wisconsin is that how do you get more people voting that are registered to than are registered to vote? Sorry, that already nullifies 10% of the vote. See, the question is, who are you going to toss out? How do you know unless you actually do an audit? And nobody's doing an audit there. But there were hearings today going on. A lot of ballot harvesting happening in Wisconsin nursing homes. And it's a big deal considering that Governor Whitmer, that's not Governor Whitmer, sorry, that's Michigan. But still, the nursing home situation there, that some of the nursing home assistants or assisted living personnel were not letting some of the nursing patients vote for Trump. They were telling them to vote for Biden because orange man bad. Okay. All right, let's proceed. Oh my goodness, there's just so much about all this. I guess let's go to Michigan, because there was something that was interesting that happened last weekend that didn't get much play, even in the conservative news outlets, because there wasn't much of any update. I can give you a lot of updates regarding this now. Okay, so a judge granted a forensics team, the Trump team, forensics team, access to Dominion machines over there. What ended up happening, though, was that the Secretary of State had ordered the clerks to wipe all computers. To how much that affected Dominion systems, we don't know. So that they were able to look at it for 8 hours on Sunday. They were supposed to have results by Tuesday. We haven't heard any word ever since. But, and here's a big bad but, there was a different forensic audit that was done. Specifically in the county in Michigan where 6,000 votes were automatically flipped for Biden. This was caught November 4th, if I'm not mistaken, where there was a counting being done. And the Dominion machine, every time they kept feeding, well, I'm assuming it's Dominion machine, they kept feeding the ballots into the machine. It was counting them as Biden when they were clearly Trump. So this clerk picked that up. It's like, hey, let's do a manual recount. Let's do it by hand. They counted 6,000 ballots that were for Trump. Went to Biden. So they fixed it. And that's the thing. Everywhere there's been a recount, everywhere where there's been glitches and stuff like that, how convenient they all favored Biden. All the mistakes went in Biden's favor. So in this case, that was a big deal. So this is what happened with that one. This was really interesting. This one doesn't get much play. I forget the name of the guy. And I don't think I should name drop him here, but the one that led the forensics team. He got a call to say that he was going to be allowed to do this, to go do a forensic analysis of those systems. And when he showed up to do it with the court order, they didn't let him. The clerks turned him away and said, I have a court order. They said, we're not going to let you in. Well, that's not sus at all. Okay, so they went home. That night, I think it was a Saturday. Might have been last Saturday. He gets a call. It says it's like 10 p.m. or midnight, something like that. It says, you have access. Can you get here? Like right now? Well, I need the forensics team. So he had to gather up like six individuals that are IT professionals to be able to show up. And he did. So they were able to get access that night into these machines. That was Sunday. This is what happened when they got there. Someone that works in there started recording them to get their faces and everything. This individual was forced to erase that video in front of their faces to prove that she was not going to dox them by sharing that video. Just look who they are. They're doing a forensics examination. That is suspect in of itself. So this person begrudgingly deleted the video. And then they were told, you got to leave these people be. Okay. And they were a little scared after what was going on. All the IT guys, they gathered everything they could in the few hours they had with those machines. So then they all got into their vehicles and they all did a bit of a caravan to get back home because they thought someone was following them. So they try to get the main person to his home safely and then go away. Two updates to that. 2 days ago, I believe, and that's when I posted up that video, we had Councilwoman Cynthia Johnson announcing a threat, telling the soldiers, you know what to do to the Trump supporters. Make them pay. That night, there was a lot of activity at this attorney's house. So he called the police and said, look, she sent that threat, and now there's activity outside my house. You guys need to at least be patrolling this. I'm holding you responsible for this. So this is the latest in that crazy story. They have the forensics data of those systems. The attorney general today blocked any disclosures from letting anybody know what they found. But I thought this was the cleanest election ever. Why should anybody have a concern? Well, there you have it. That's the big update for Michigan and also Wisconsin. Pennsylvania, like I said, that was with Texas. So yeah, Georgia, the lawsuit, Linwood announced that Georgia case has been finally docketed, like in line in queue to be heard by the Supreme Court. Whether they're here or not is a different story, but believe me, there will be pressure. So it all comes down to what happens between now and Tuesday with the state's legislators in those states that I mentioned. Particularly, keep an eye out for what's happening with Pennsylvania, Georgia, and Arizona. because they are officially challenging the electors there, the certification of the results there. There's too many questions. We can't certify an election that has too many questions. Even the governor has questions. Even the Secretary of State have questions. But why would you certify if you have questions? That was the whole point, to figure it out, why you had the safe harbor deadline and you didn't do diddly squat. So let's proceed on to then. Well, I already mentioned that actually the whole thing about challenging the electors at the House of Representatives. Stay tuned for that one. That's going to happen on Tuesday. It's going to be a fascinating day to follow. Okay, next up. What has happened since the safe harbor deadline was finished? I announced it. YouTube said you can't say anything. All this that I'm saying, I could not post it on YouTube because they wouldn't allow it anymore. It's like, what the flip? You're supposed to be an open platform. And all you're doing is just being a freaking editor. Say, no, I'm a content creator. I could put it. No, they just didn't allow anybody. News outlets even have to be careful with the way they mention it. Unless, of course, they're the mainstream media that can mention it in the negative sense that, oh, there's no irregular. There's nothing to see here. Keep going. So YouTube is saying that. Twitter was also spiking a story that all of a sudden reared its ugly head this week. Those are the two things that I want to address now before I end up talking about SCOTUS and what that all means ultimately. So, really quickly, in October, big story, what they call the October surprise. And Tucker Carlson even interviewed a guy named Bobulinski, the guy that said he was basically the it guy for the Biden crime family and got things connected with them. He had all the evidence, he had recordings, he had everything. And the media did nothing to see here, move on. New York Post is the one that breaks the story, and Jack Dorsey's Twitter blocks it and then suspends or bans outright anyone trying to retweet or share that link. What the hell? Yes, that was Twitter. And then Jack Dorsey appears before the Senate hearing and says, oh, no, that was a mistake. A New York Post can delete that and they can start sharing again. 2 weeks later, New York Post was not able to access their Twitter to tweet because they had to delete the original tweet that made the algorithm or triggered the algorithm by mistake. Yeah, bullcrap, because no one else talked about it. Safe harbor deadline is finished, though. And YouTube says you can't talk about election irregularities. But then the media, Axios, breaking news, Hunter Biden scandal. What are his connections with China? What the hell? You're 2 months late to the party, man. CNN, breaking news. China has documents show that China lied about the death count in Wuhan. You're like 8 months late to the party? Trump said that. You said it was fake news. He was being xenophobic. Safe harbor deadline's done. All of a sudden, now questions about Biden. His brother, his younger brother, Jim, is being investigated. His own son, Hunter, is being investigated for fraud by the DOJ. And now, Bill Barr, you've been sitting on this for 2 months. Where the heck have you been? That's why Trump lashed out at him today. It's like, you had every right to go to it. DOJ, we didn't want to let our investigation interfere with the election. Why? Because the truth might interfere with the election? Now that it's done? Now that today we had the person of the year be the Time Magazine person of the year is actually two persons? Because I guess they identify as two? Or were you trying to say Biden's on his way out, Kamala's the it girl? There you go. Now all the Democrats are trying to talk about Biden, and the media can talk about Biden. They didn't really talk that much about Hunter, but they can't really sweep this under the rug anymore because their own colleagues are talking about it now. It's like, well, we can't tell them that they're lying. The Daily Beast is talking about it too. So you're going to take down Biden? Will Biden be the first president ever arrested? Ooh. You guys really want to make way for Kamala, huh? They've said it. It was a Harris-Biden administration. I mean, you can lock Biden in a cell, Joe Biden in a cell, and just tell him that it's the president, it's the Oval Office. Just put wallpaper around. The guy's not going to know. But there is the point. All of a sudden, they can talk about it because the safe harbor deadline's over. So now the pressure, let's move on to SCOTUS, Supreme Court of the United States. All these allegations against the Biden crime family, all the election irregularities and fraud allegations and evidence, because there is evidence, a lot of it, a hell of a lot more evidence than anything the Russian collusion ever was. Not even the Ukrainian call could touch this. All this and the Supreme Court would not even dare hear one case? Well, the clarification from Justice Alito and Thomas is satisfactory enough. That gives hope to the, in light to Lynn Wood's appeal to the Supreme Court on the Georgia case. That's the same case that was going up the ladder that is now in queue at the Supreme Court. So will there be more pressure? Absolutely. There'll be more pressure for them to hear it. Question is, when? Time's running out. So there will be a lot of contention in Congress on Tuesday because there's going to be pressure from all sides. Certify, don't certify, certify, don't certify. Believe me, it's not over yet. And even then, folks, the Trump team still has until January 6th to do any challenges. 2021 is already looking better than 2020, isn't it? So with all that being said, Supreme Court did not want to be responsible for setting the match that would light the powder keg that would set off the pressure cooker. What am I talking about? Tensions are an all-time high. When 97% of Republicans believe the election was stolen, and about 50%, well, it's actually more like 40-something, but over 40% of Democrats also believe the election was stolen from or was rigged against Trump. What's that tell you? And when 1 in 6 of the Biden voters realized that, hey, had I known about the Hunter story before, I wouldn't have voted for Biden. And when you have a bunch of mystery voters voting in Nevada, Arizona, especially Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan, you got a lot of questions to answer. And Sidney Powell, I don't know how long she's going to keep going what she's doing, but she's got to be very careful when she goes home every day. Because the deep state is definitely going to try to silence her. Because she is going after the demon within big time. And I already talked about that in a different episode. So I'm not going to elaborate anymore on this one. So, okay, I don't want this one to go any longer. So I'm going to start wrapping it up here. The concern is secession, civil war, rumors of war, and all this stuff. I've been talking about it, and it looks like it's getting ever closer than ever if this thing isn't resolved. It's a contentious election because it was made to be. It was planned that way. It was rigged that way from the very get-go. I've been warning for months that it was going to be like this. Even Facebook and Twitter said it was going to be this way because they were expecting Trump to be the one that was winning, and they were going to be saying that all these legal things were okay, these legal challenges were fine because Trump stole the election. No, not saying that Trump's trying to steal the election. So the guy can't win. If he had won, he stole the election. He lost, and trying to win through the legal channels, he's trying to steal the election. Oh my goodness, the poor guy just can't win. Yeah, I said poor guy. Dude, everything is always against him. The freaking swamp is big. But when you have that much of enemies, holy smokes. Why? Because they couldn't buy him. He did not play by the establishment rules. The media are the gatekeepers of information. Yeah, you don't take us on. The GOP and the Democrat establishment. Hey, no. We control you. The lobbyists control you. It's not the other way around. You don't end wars. You expand wars. We got to satisfy the giant military complex, the industrial complex. Who's going to feed them? You're penetrating the bureaucracy. Yeah, you leftist artists always try to pinpoint white collar and all that stuff and pinning on Republicans and this and that. When it's you! It's always been you! Anyway. Yeah, I'm a little riled up today because this week I've seen spineless Republicans. And like I said before in previous episodes, if the Republicans did not get their act together to realize that it was Trump that rallied the GOP to have its victories, huge victories, this election cycle, they're not going to turn up for them anymore because they didn't turn up for Trump. And by the way, the election's still going on. There's at least two recounts or two contested elections happening. One in New York, I think it's seat 22 in New York. 12, the Republican there won by 12 votes. And lo and behold, a drawer, someone found 12 votes. Oh my goodness. Don't be surprised that they're all going to be Democrat votes. And then, oh, look, a tied. Like Mike Huckabee said, I'm surprised there weren't 13 votes. And then there's the Iowa seat that's being contested by Nancy Pelosi and others saying, no, we gotta look through this. We gotta audit this thing. Because the Republican won by 6 votes. No, the election is not over. Believe me, I'm trying to save my sanity. I didn't mean to commit to all this thing, but there it is. So, voila. Anyway, that's it for this one. I'm going to continue doing this thing at least one more, but if it's going to January, holy smokes, this is not going to end. It feels like, just resolve it before January 20th, because there's no way I want a Nancy Pelosi president interim. That's very scary. Anyway, there you go. That's it. SCOTUS, Republicans, get your act together. Thank you for watching. I'll see you on the next episode of Off the Record.